The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunny 95. Really appreciate you tuning in. Today, I think we have a great show for you. On the phone with us, who is on hold, and we'll bring him on live here in just a minute, is Dr. Brian Karopian. He is the inventor of the Full Breath Appliance, and it's used to treat sleep apnea, and we'll get on to that a little bit more in a minute. Before we do, I have Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And today, that question is, what percent of people in the United States snore? Is it A, 10%, B, 20%, C, 30%, D, 40%, E, 50%, or F, 60%? Remember, you can give us a call with your guesses. You're welcome to do that, as well as ask any question that you would like, because this is your show, and we do appreciate emailing and interacting and phone calling and all of those things. Our phone number is 614-459-9769. That's 459-9769. Or you can email your guest to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. Okay, now, before we bring Dr. Kropian on, there are a couple things that I like to mention, and one is, many of you know you've listened to the show many times now, and you know that I have a soft spot in my heart for people that happen to have Down syndrome. And so far as to be hosting a golf outing this summer to raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association, what I'd like you to do is go to www.dsaco.net. That's www.dsaco.net for more information. And you can also go to dentallyspeaking.com and learn more about that by clicking on the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic link. Okay? I think that, and by the way, it just so happens that I have a soft spot in my heart for folks with Down syndrome, but interestingly enough, people with Down syndrome happen to have a high incidence of sleep disordered breathing or sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea, and those sorts of things. And we'll be talking about that here with Dr. Kropian in just a minute. So let me go ahead and introduce our guest. I've already given you his name. And Dr. Kropian is very, very prolific. He has been he's just been doing amazing things in the field of dentistry. He graduated from the University of Southern California College of Dentistry in 1968. And in 1978 began his education in TMJ. As you know, that stands for temporomandibular joint. He started in 1980 at the Southern California Center for Craniofacial Pain, and between 1981 and 82, he was a member of the San Fernando Valley Dental Association Peer Review Committee. Now, what that means is he was in charge of policing other dentists who maybe a patient had a concern about. They didn't think that the care they received was maybe up to par. His committee would handle those inquiries. Actually, he did that all the way for 3 years, all the way up to 1984. 1984, he joined the American Academy of Head and Neck and Facial Pain, which is presently known as the American Academy of Craniofacial Pain, or AACP. He's a clinical instructor, or was in 1985 at the USC TMJ Clinic, and 1985 to 6, co-director of the Headache Clinic at the Valley Hospital Medical Center in Van Nuys, California. And I'm going to skip forward here because he's done so many things. I think I could take the entire show with Dr. Kropian's bio. But one of the most important things I think that we want everyone to know is that he has been granted 5 different FDA approvals for sleep appliances or sleep disordered breathing appliances: 2004, 2005, 2 of them in 2008, and another one in 2009. He presently holds 3 patents, or has 3 patents pending for sleep appliances. He's the president of the Alliance of TMD Organizations, and he was a member of the Insurance Committee of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. So he's lectured prolifically, well sought after, a lecturer, people always looking for where is his next seminar going to be given, me included. And so, Dr. Keropian, thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate you being my guest on the show today.
Well, thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure to be in Buckeye Land.
There you go. There you go. So I know that it's early out there, and I do appreciate you getting up. And I know that, I have this saying I tell people that are calling in from the West Coast that I know it's early, but you don't get to be successful by sleeping in. And I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time you got up early to do something for your profession.
You got it.
So what I want to talk about, and what I want to do honestly is, just so that you know a background from me, I've been practicing dentistry for 30 years, and I do a little bit of everything, meaning I don't really refer, I don't have to. I place implants, I do connective tissue grafting, I do sinus lifting, I do wisdom teeth, I do the, all of my own endo, you name it, and I do it. And so, but with all of that, I'm relatively new to the field of sleep disordered breathing and how we treat both obstructive sleep apnea and just your basic snoring. And so I think I'm going to be a good sample for you. And I hope that as we talk today, and if we can't get it all in this show, maybe we'll have you back. But as we talk, what I want to do is I want to kind of focus on what would be not only the patients who are unaware of this situation, but let's kind of envision in our mind a young dentist or a dentist like myself that just never really quite realized what connection dentistry has to this whole sleep disordered breathing thing going on. And we're going to kind of, you're going to have you take me through it as though I've never heard of it before, as well as all of my fellow dentists who maybe are also kind of at that same point in their career. So with that said, I'd like to find out from you. And the first question I have then is, what is snoring?
What is snoring?
Yes.
Well, first of all, as we look at snoring, we have to look at what sleep apnea is, and then from there, we go into snoring.
Oh, really? I thought I had it the other way around. Okay,
well, but you're right. You're in the right arena.
Okay.
The fact is, the reason why this is such a dangerous, dangerous problem is that as we sleep and we relax, the tongue rolls back, and it just falls backwards. Now, the tongue is a muscle.
Right.
Muscles, we start to lose muscle tone, 35, 40, 45. The muscle loses tone, and where the tongue would hold in place, it now falls backwards, blocks the airway, and it'll block the airway. When it does it for 10 seconds up to 90 seconds, that's one sleep apnea event. You go get a sleep test at a sleep lab, and they're everywhere,
okay,
all over the country. And you go and you spend the night, and they've got little wires on you with little pads that measure everything, and they tell you how many times you do that per night. And if you do it less than 5, it's normal. 5 to 15 is mild. 15 to 30 is moderate, and over 30 is severe. And we see people in my office, and they're all over, that are just doing this 40, 50, 60 times an hour. No air to every cell in your body for 20, 25 seconds, this is a dangerous, dangerous disease. It may be as dangerous as anything out there. Snoring occurs when the tongue rolls back 80, 90%. So there's a small opening now. It's not totally blocked like with the apnea.
Okay.
But the air comes up through your nose, rushes down the windpipe, the throat, and goes to right back where the tongue has that little opening and rushes through. And okay, in the rushing through, it picks up speed.
Okay.
And everything starts to vibrate.
It makes that noise.
And
okay,
there you go. And what's happened is dentistry, the number one treatment for this by the medical community is a mask that goes over your nose and mouth and is hooked up to a machine that pushes high-powered air up your nose, down your throat, gets behind the tongue, and pushes it forward. And this mask is similar to what you see a deep-sea diver wearing. So it is very, very effective, but highly rejected. You can go on the Internet, and you'll see statistics are 50 to 75% of the people who try medicine's best answer reject it.
Okay.
And this has become a major, major procedure, the sleep tests. And MDs are picking this up all over the place, but 50 to 75% are rejecting what medicine offers.
Let me have you hold that thought. I want to expand on that when we come back from the break. I have more questions for you. Not only how is it treated, but just how successful are these treatments and that sort of thing. So when we come back, we're going to expand on this. Hang with us, please. You're
sure.
Listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services, including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Lawyer.
Doctor.
Teacher.
Pilot.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Architect. Actor. Politician. Writer.
What does your child want to be?
Musician.
Scientist. Chef.
Well, if you struggle with reading, both of you have little chance of becoming any of those things. But nothing's worse than giving up on your dreams. That's why with family learning programs, parents and kids learn together, so they succeed together. On things like computer and interview skills, GED preparation, and English as a second language, plus preschool education for kids. The results are amazing, but what's truly amazing is that the only thing it will cost you is your time. Family learning programs. The best way out is by coming in. Turn your life around today by calling toll-free 1-877-FAMLIT1 and be what you've always wanted to be.
Happy!
This message is brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Again, thank you for joining me. I think we have a wonderful show today. It's Dr. Brian Karopian, who is a dentist and who is a specialist in treating sleep apnea. He has developed a device called the Full Breath Appliance, which we're going to get to later. But what we're doing right now is talking about the basics of sleep apnea. And Dr. Kropian mentioned that when a person stops breathing for, say, 10 to 90 seconds, that's mild, somewhere between 5 to 15, I'm sorry, is mild, 15 to 30 is moderate, over 30 is severe. And the difference between sleep apnea, which is total loss of or stop of oxygen transferring, and snoring, there's a little opening and it makes that noise. Now, right before the break, you said that about 50% of physicians are missing this. They're missing the fact that people have it, or they're missing the treatment. No.
What they're doing is, I'm saying 50% are seeing that they're getting failure with their treatment.
Oh, and that the typical treatment is that CPAP machine, right?
The CPAP is just highly rejected, 50 to 75%.
Because it's that mask, it goes over your face, it messes up your hair, it leaves lines on your face.
Yeah, it messes up your hair, that's right.
Well, I mean, women, you don't want to... Am I right, women?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, And then you get the, like, you look like you've slept on your face when you wake up.
Hey, listen, I don't want to mess up those Ohio dews. I'm only playing, you know that.
Yes, yes, yes.
The fact is, this is incredibly dangerous.
Right.
You need, the cells need food, water, and air to survive. And if you're not getting that, and you're getting locked out 30 times an hour, no air to every cell, 20 seconds an event, your body is going to slowly degenerate. And when people discover this, they find that they're really on a train to slow degeneration of the body. And they can expect in 5, 10, 15, even 20 years, they could be sitting in a medical office, a waiting room, because their body's breaking down.
Right.
And, air is so vital. Well, we know that.
Right, oxygen.
It's vital to everything we do. But we never looked at it in terms of this. You know, people can be taking all vitamins, eating the best foods, drinking the best water, exercising, but yet at night they're not getting the air, the cells are breaking down, and their body's still going downhill.
So how is it treated? Meaning, how do dental mouthpieces work? How do they solve this issue?
They came about because the high rejection rate of the CPAP.
Okay.
The CPAP didn't work, and we needed another out. So dental mouthpieces originally came around about 20 years ago, and it was an upper mouthpiece and a lower mouthpiece, almost looked like a football mouthpiece.
Okay.
Or a boxer's mouth guard.
Were they attached?
And what it did is it brought the lower jaw forward, maybe a quarter of an inch or a half an inch forward, jutted it out.
Right.
And it was a great idea, because the idea was then to pull the tongue forward, and the tongue would come forward, and that's where it was locked up and blocking the airway in the back. The airway was now open, and air could go through.
So, problem solved.
Except.
Okay.
There's two problems.
Okay.
One, some people started to get jaw pain. Jaw every night. For a night, a week, a month, a year, jaw pain. Two, the jaw would sometimes settle forward.
Really? It would stay there?
And it would. That's absolutely correct. And then you would have a bite problem. And maybe you needed a couple of crowns. Maybe you needed a retainer. It was not good. And third, in some cases, the tongue would just totally return and fall back.
Even while they're wearing the device?
While they're wearing the device. You know, there also were some surgeries that had a great deal of popularity in the early 2000s. They would remove the uvula. They would trim part of the roof of the mouth. They would use some lasers on the back of the throat, trying to shrink it and get it to shrink back and make more space. The problem was, within 6 months to a year and a half, the tongue would go back, back some more in all that area that they had gained.
So the tongue would refill the space. Let me just mention for the listeners that may not know what a uvula is. The uvula is that little thing, looks like a little raspberry or something, that if you see a baby cry, it's the part that wiggles.
Yeah, it hangs down the back of your mouth there.
Right.
That was one of the fallbacks of the dental appliances like that. Now, I got into this in 2002. And I tried those mouthpieces. I did not like them working with the patients. One, they were too big and horsey for me with the upper and lower. And I just didn't like jutting the jaw forward and the problems it could be. I invented and developed a mouthpiece that goes on the lower jaw.
Okay, lower, not upper, which is the reverse of a lot of these, right?
Yes, goes on the lower jaw.
Okay.
And it goes from the back of the right side all the way around to the back of the left side. So it's a big horseshoe.
Covers all the lower teeth.
Yes, it covers the teeth.
Okay.
And then running across the back from the left to the right across the teeth from the left second molar to the right second molar is a bar.
It's just barely
above the tongue.
Right, and it's just like a little footbridge that goes across there.
That's right, and it's a restraining bar. And then in the middle of that restraining bar is now we extend about a little half-inch tail.
All right.
Now you think, God, how can you do that? Won't I gag? Will I have problems swallowing? Yes, about 5 to 10% do. The other 90%, we're able to get them to accommodate to that. And then over a period of time, we start going down, extending that, adding plastic to that tail, making it thicker downward. Now, why would we do that? When you go to the MD for a health checkup, one of the things he'll do is put that tongue depressor in your mouth.
Right.
stick that little blade in, push the tongue down, and look at your down your throat.
Correct.
Well, we're going to create, we create a tongue depressor in the mouth.
Okay, so you wear, basically you're wearing this neat tongue depressor all the time. It's holding that space
at
open.
At night. And what we do is we thin out the top of that, because it would be very thick if we didn't. And so, like, it's a step down. It could be a step down a quarter of an inch. It could be a half an inch. And in some real extreme cases, three quarters of an inch. And we do it, and it's always done with comfort. No one leaves the office without being comfortable. And it may take us a little while to do that, but by pushing that down, that we basically, the mouthpiece is a device to maintain, to hold in a tongue depressor in the mouth, keep the airway open so that the person will get air and won't go through all this apnea. And we're like 99% successful stopping the snoring, and about 80% across the board dropping the number of times the airway drops. We're able to successfully reduce that by 80%.
Wow. So is that something that, and by the way, we have to go to another break. So
go ahead.
Tell
okay.
you what, when we come back, though, my question for you is, has this been tested? Don't answer yet. Has this been tested with the appliance in, like maybe a sleep study before the appliance and then a sleep study after the appliance? That, and then I want to find out, you know, for a new dentist, how they get started at doing this. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Don't forget, our question of the day is, what percent of people in the United States snore? And when we come back, we'll give some of the guesses that people have emailed us and any phone calls that come in as well. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Magellan!
Magellan? No. Well, who knows what Magellan did?
As long as there have been children and schools, there have been parents who believe their children are underachievers.
Who was that thing?
But sometimes a child who doesn't seem interested in class is really a child with a speech, language, or hearing problem.
And what did Blackbeard do?
He was a pirate.
Time and again, it's been shown that a young student's ability to read and learn begins with fundamental speech, language, and hearing skills.
Jamie, are you with us?
Many communication disorders can be detected early and corrected, so learning and literacy skills can develop normally. Make sure your child has the speech, language, and hearing abilities to keep up in class. For more information, visit ASHA.org. That's ASHA.org. A public service message from the American Speech Language Hearing Association and this station.
No more, no more, it can't.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. Today we are talking about sleep apnea, sleep disordered breathing, snoring. We have Dr. Brian Kuropian, inventor of the Full Breath Appliance, on the line with us. Before we go back to Dr. Kuropian, let me just say that over the break and beginning of the show here, we had a couple guesses to our question of the day, which is what percent of people in the United States snore? Anna sent in a guess of 40%. Gail guessed 10%. And Dottie, she guessed 30%. None of those are correct, but thank you so much, and keep your guesses coming. And so, Dr. Kuropian, before the break, you were talking about how, I wanted to find out, you were able to then take your appliance, the Full Breath Appliance, and have a person wear it during a sleep study. So, like, beforehand, they were determined to be sleep apneic, or apnea, wait a minute, they had sleep apnea, and then afterwards, you were able to do another study to show they were no longer?
Absolutely. That is the criteria on which you judge your success or failure in treating in this arena. You have a pre-treatment sleep study, and then you have a sleep study when they're after you feel you're successful with the appliance. Now you want to check your success. You have them get another sleep study.
Okay.
And that on the FDA studies, we got an 80% drop in the number of times they stopped breathing.
Wow.
That was I was very proud of that. And we've had other studies that we're putting out for publication that we've reduced it 84%. And I don't know whether we're going to get any bigger. We're certainly going to try, but that's where we are, and that's the potential. Now, why is this so important? Well, if you aren't getting air to every cell, you are aging and causing yourself great degeneration, period. And it leads to all sorts of health problems. And you can get a problem in any area of your body because it's starving for oxygen. It is more readily attacked by bacteria and virus, by arthritic breakdown. And I will tell you, I absolutely believe this has been handed to the dental community, and they really don't realize it.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at the beginning of the show. And I was fortunate you and I got to meet in person when we were at the ATPA 7th Annual Symposium,
yes,
which is the Appliance Therapy Professionals Association Symposium. And I got very excited about this device, and I want to make sure that I incorporate it into my practice. And so for a dentist who's never screened, and I have, by the way, I want to talk to you, and you know what, we are running late on time for this show, but I'm going to ask you, would you be willing to come back on another day, and we'll do like part two?
Are you kidding me? To participate with the Buckeyes? Of course.
Okay, good. We got that on tape, right? Okay, Kelvin's got it on tape, so we know we're going to get Dr. Kuropian back.
But I, for sure, I'm willing. I'd be more than happy to come with you again, Dr. K.
Okay, that sounds great. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do, because this is going to be a part one and a part two. I'm not going to give out the answer to today's question of the day, because we're going to give that out at the end of the second segment of this show. So those of you who are listening now and have guessed and are hoping to know the answer, I'm sorry, but you'll have to tune in a few weeks or so whenever we have Dr. Kuropian back on to find out the answer to that question. Don't forget to go to www.desaco.net to learn how you can help out Down Syndrome Association. And also, these shows are available by podcast by going to iTunes and searching either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And you can also follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko, and it's in all caps, not sure if it has to be or not. Anyway, you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and Dr. Kuropian. And please tune in next Sunday morning at 9. We'll be right back here with another great show. We really appreciate you tuning in, and see you next week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.